This program was produced at and first aired on MPR, Manawatu People's Radio, with support from New Zealand On Air. Ka pai, irirangi te motu, MPR. If you're enjoying this podcast in Manawatu, you could make your very own, just like this one. MPR exists to help people like you tell your story or share your passion on air and online. Check out mpr.nz for more information.
Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of Jarrow Confusion. I'm your host Andrew, joined with my plumber caller mum.
Hi there everyone, Amanda here. Yes, I am Andrew's mum, and not much of a plumber, I'm sorry. But it does lead into our story for today.
Well, you're a teacher, you know how to use pipe cleaners.
That doesn't make me a plumber though. I have full respect for anybody who's involved in plumbing, building, any of those, electricians. I'm just in awe of you guys. I don't
this
know
is
how
why mum sent me to school to do woodwork.
I believe that's been such a good thing for you to do because it's
unfortunately I couldn't fix the leak in my room.
No, it doesn't come natural to us.
I couldn't stop my room from flooding by my woodwork skills.
No, although I
probably could.
We thought we'd talk to you today about a little adventure we had over the last, how long has it
been?
3 months. 3 months. So I guess the first flooding we had was about how many years ago?
3 months ago.
No, the first time we had a flood like this.
I don't know.
You know, the first time the toilet in the downstairs room leaked.
No.
Has it never leaked?
No. Well, we don't know. Like, the walls would get wet and the floor would get
damp.
Wet, but not to the same degree.
Because something happened and we got plumber and it was the downstairs toilet. It was the
It has to be. The floor is absolutely disgusting and it's not because I've missed the bowl.
No, but it wasn't sewage that was leaking. It was just the fresh water pipe coming through leaking. So when we had this incident 3 months ago, I thought that must have just been that again.
Well, we originally thought that our old neighbour sent water down, so it flooded our room because my room was on the ground level.
Not that it was flooded, it was just a little bit damp. We need a dehumidifier. We have a dehumidifier that goes all the time.
But that fixed the brick wall from getting wet.
Yes, that did fix it. But about 3 months ago, who noticed the flood?
So I was on my computer, right?
Yes.
It was about 6:30, and I was getting up, getting ready to get to band. It was a Wednesday.
That's right, we were going fielding, weren't we?
Yep, and I just went to go do a pee, and I walked in, and my socks got wet.
Yes, and it wasn't just a little bit of wet. It was quite a...
It was enough to soak the carpet that was outside of the...
Now, obviously in this situation, because we've got a little, like an ensuite...
My room, an ensuite implies a shower as well. Yeah. My room has a toilet built into it. Yes. Under the stairs.
Yes, and...
Much like Harry Potter, I spend a lot of time under the stairs.
One of the first things I do is establish that this is a fresh water leak. Fresh water leak.
To just put that into context, it's coming from the shower.
Yes, so that's the adventure where we found it from. But at the time, we didn't know because the water just didn't seem to be coming. There was no, like, burst pipe or anything. Where you looked, it just seemed to be water and it just a good flood of it. And so we put all the towels down and I got the dehumidifier going and we got the plumber to come in.
The next day.
Yep, to work out where all of this water was coming from.
And so you can admit, Thursday morning, I'm in bed because I'm on study leave, sleeping, get a frantic text from Uncle saying plumber's at the door.
We had forgotten to tell Andrew the plumber was coming around. It wasn't that. It was your uncle was organising the plumber, but he didn't tell us that we'd organised that the plumber was coming that day.
Well, he didn't know the plumber was coming then. He thought plumber was coming in the afternoon.
Yes. So you had to get up and let the plumber in.
Nothing is more scarier than putting shorts on as you're walking to the door.
It's why you find out if people are coming to do jobs around the house, you make sure you're ready for them an hour before they get there.
Yeah. Well, the plumber came, did an inspection, and plumber thought it was our hose out the back.
Yes.
Which can't be because it was dripping, but the dripping wouldn't explain the absolute torrential flooding.
No, but
especially because it was the middle of summer. Well, the beginning of summer, and it was really hot.
Yes, so the first assessment was it was a dripping tap, and they replaced the dripping tap. And I was like, really? Oh, well, okay, if it stops the flooding. And then I think you came to me like within a couple of hours, and you said...
No, what happened is you wanted to test it.
No, because no. It happened again. You said, it's soaking down here. And I went down and it was soaking again. And I'm like, well, it's obviously not the tap. So we put all the towels down again. And then I was having a little think, because I like to have a little think about these things. And I said to you, I said, your brother has to go and have a shower soon. I want you to go and stand in the little ensuite.
We waited a little bit while he was having the shower, and then...
And then all of a sudden, the waterfall...
No, it just suddenly appeared. There wasn't waterfall.
I don't know where it comes from. It just suddenly appears, a stream. It doesn't come down the wall. It just appears, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So I don't actually know where the hole is. And that's when we established that it was whenever somebody was having a shower that... Yeah. It flooded.
And so another plumber came.
Yes.
And deduced that it was because the walls of our showers were crumbling, that the water was getting up above the metal basin, that is the floor.
It was going up and over the metal tray.
So what we did is for the past 3 months, we've had a towel in the shower blocking that entrance up.
Yes, and that appeared to work. We've had a rule in our house. It's been short showers.
I didn't follow that, but my room hasn't soaked again.
No, well, you've been, yeah, but you're the most prolific shower person.
Oh, yeah, three a day.
But you don't splash a lot, and you were really good at keeping the towel up against.
Yeah, so I'm a big person, and my back is pretty big, and I'm quite tall, taller than the shower nozzle, so all the water hits my back. None of it's getting on the front wall.
Yep. So we had the builder was organised to come
today,
and so 8 o'clock this morning the builder turns up, and he came.
I was asleep.
You were asleep. Everyone was asleep, apart from me. Uncle Steve had gone to work. I got up at 7 o'clock so that I was an hour before the plumber came. Because I don't want to be caught putting my shorts on as I'm going down the hallway.
Well, you're a woman, it would be a lot worse.
It would be. So they came in and they were like, oh, yeah, right, well.
Started knocking down the wall.
No, they didn't knock the wall down because we're going to have it remodeled. We're having the whole area.
They started knocking the bottom of it down.
And they established that we just need to go up about 600 mils and just do that bit around. And I was like, cool. Yep, that's about how above.
No, about 1,000 mils.
About
a metre.
Yeah, because it just needs to be temporary to stop the leak and to make it so that until we have our remodelling done, a shower
sometime
that works.
This year, hopefully.
Sometime this year. And I was, you hear the banging and it. get away. And then I go up to the builder. And the builder turns to me and he goes, I don't think that that's your leaking problem. And he'd exposed all of the wood framing. And I was worried that all of that leaking would have rotted all the wood. Because that amount of water coming out was horrendous. And I thought it must have all been rotted. But it was actually in really good condition.
They even found socks.
The builder even found missing socks. And Andrew was like, how did missing socks get up there?
I don't wear socks in the shower. That's
no.
Personal rule of mine, I don't wear socks in the shower.
They were definitely socks the boys had worn. I did recognise them. They were definitely toddler socks. So at some stage when boys were little.
It was Stephen.
Someone has shoved socks up the shower.
The shower is not playtime, Mum. I don't do that.
And I was actually really impressed. And he said to me, for that amount of water to go out, he said the water would have to rise right up to the top of the metal tray. And I said, oh, and for that to happen, we would have been having flooding
in the shower
out into the hallway. And he said, yeah. So he said, I'm getting the plumber to come.
Because
he's got to go and check under the house now. But the builder carried on. He's doing a great job. A big shout out. Can't remember who the builder was, but they did a great job. I was really impressed with them. And the plumber turns up with his friend, and under the house he goes. And
as a good plumber does.
As a good plumber. Finally, someone's going under the house and comes out and says...
Yeah, I just need to mention that the first time the plumber came was 20 minutes.
Yep.
The second time the plumber came was 5 minutes.
Yep. And so...
time it was half a day.
Yeah, the plumber was here. And he goes, oh, we've definitely got a broken pipe. Broken wastewater pipe. I was like, okay. He said, I'm just going to work out what's actually going on. It's definitely broken pipe.
Wastewater pipe scare me. I'd hate to be a plumber.
So he's down there. He comes back and he comes to me and he goes, well, actually what it is that the drain plug has lost its seal.
Do you mean like the fitting?
The fitting that's on the ground. It conjoins
the pipes together.
Well, the fitting on the floor of the shower, which has little holes in it to let the water through.
It fits
into the metal tray. And that had lost its seal. Yeah. So that's all he had to replace.
Yeah, that was worth 3 months.
Yeah. So we've had a partial repair job done on the shower.
But that was good because the walls were falling apart.
It was falling apart. And it's great because now it means that it's actually... secured the framing.
Now we know it's definitely not the basin.
It's definitely not the basin. It's secured the framing, so that's not rotten. The wood looks good.
We now have the socks out.
Socks are out. We are going to be going ahead with this
remodel eventually. Between now and forever.
No, because the plumber's who's been recommended is coming in on Monday.
Different plumber again.
Oh, this year, because we have to do a disability.
You have to get someone that's actually worked with these types of jobs.
Yeah, knows about installation of disability sort of stuff.
Hospital grade.
Yeah. But it's been a bit of an adventure, and we've had a wonderful job done by the builder, which didn't need to be done. Of outside
well, no,
tap.
You say that, but if he didn't do it, then my room would flood again.
Well, no.
Knowing our luck.
Yeah, well, maybe. We still have no guarantee because we can't use the shower until...
Mum says Sunday.
Tomorrow afternoon.
I think 12 tomorrow is...
No,
safe.
I've said Sunday.
Because he had it all done by 12, Mum.
He said 24 hours. We'll see how I'm feeling. So we have a shower, and if it floods again, oh, man.
We're just going to get a new house.
But we've had the outside tap replaced. It had a little drip. But okay, that's important.
It's had a little drip for the past 17 years.
No, it's been replaced a number of times. That one, spigot. It's called a spigot, isn't it?
Yeah, I know what a spigot is.
And so
it's had a drip for years.
But it's all right because now the hose attachment fits far better, and that's great. We've had the
it filled up our pool successfully.
Yep, we've had the shower wall redone, and
it looks nice. It doesn't look like crumbling concrete.
No, and it won't cut your hand when you're trying to clean because it's no sharp edges, and you know, that's going to hold that for that amount of time. And now the drain has been replaced.
Yeah.
So.
And you cleaned the mould off the window frame.
I cleaned the mould off the window frame, yeah.
And you threw out that Paw Patrol squishy toy that's been there for about 10 years.
I didn't know it was up there because I can't reach that high.
I see it every time I take a shower.
I never knew it was there.
I'm too scared to touch it.
I never knew it was there. And the builder did the one thing that I haven't been able to do.
What?
So if you recall the story of when our house got painted, the painter asked...
He got the window to open?
He opened the window.
He opened the window.
So the one...
You don't know how much of a big deal this is, people.
The one window in the house that now opens...
Because also our extractor fan in there doesn't work.
No, it does. It still does. It does a great job.
I know the fan works. It's just covered in cobwebs.
The fan works. It's just the... In the heat
the fan's light. Covered in cobwebs, so it doesn't have as much pulling action. But,
The window opens, and it's the only window in the house that now opens.
No, my window's upstairs open.
But I really feel that that's probably a good window to open when people are showering because that's just going to Make it so, much easier.
Leave it open 24/7.
So it has been somewhat of an adventure. Again, I'm just shout out to those tradespeople. Yeah. The plumber who went under the house. I don't know if I want to go under the house. It's so dark, and it would have to have been wet.
And it would have stunk.
Well, I don't know if it stunk, but it.
Well, every time the kitchen smells weird, it's because there's a rat decomposing. Yeah, we've got under a few. There.
Yeah. So.
But I remember once a plumber went under there and he found skeletons.
Yeah, so we have the water rats. Water rats come up from the river every so often, and you know. But that's okay.
No, I mean, if they can come up all the way from there, then they kind of deserve it. It's kind of a long way.
Yeah, you can tell these are water rats because regular rats look like overgrown mice.
Yeah.
Water rats look like big rats.
Yeah.
They're massive. But I'm thank you to our tradespeople. They did a fabulous job.
You successfully drew a 3-minute story into 15 minutes, Mum.
Hey, but it's been an adventure. And we do have, as I said, we've got some great plans for renovation. And for those of you who have been following along, you know that we've got Stephen who's got some disabilities, and it's all about helping make it more accessible for him.
Well, it's about making him independent.
Making him independent. And also, because I have no plans on moving from where we are, it's also about future-proofing. Yeah, future-proofing for the future. And whatever we do now is going to be helpful when I'm older or anybody else in the house is older.
The house is almost 100.
Well,
it was built in the 50s, wasn't it?
Late 50s.
So it's 20 more years in there. So it's 80.
Yeah, it's getting on. It's got good bones. It's got good bones.
Yeah, I know because I drill into them sometimes.
but this is something we've been wanting to do. And
and either the upstairs either has metal studs or really dense studs.
Well, that's why I needed you to do woodwork because this is a funny story. When Andrew moved his computer stuff upstairs. What did you want to put on the wall?
Oh, we bought a really cheap TV.
A really cheap TV. And so Andrew
wanted to mount it onto the wall because that's the only place it would really go.
But the only thing he couldn't do was drill in the drill bits, drill in the screws.
And the screws aren't that long. They were just like
no, they weren't huge.
50 millimetres.
But we've never been able to screw in screws into that wall, have we?
No, and I ended up stripping the screws.
Exactly.
And I couldn't get them out.
No.
I eventually did, and there's not anything up there now.
No.
There's a photo hanging there.
I did send that's part of the reason why I wanted Andrew to do woodworking.
Because I can fill in the holes I make.
So he can use a screwdriver and an electric drill. Because I don't hold the abilities of anybody else in our household of using an electric drill. Great. But then I must admit, I'm not terribly sure about your abilities with that either. But, hey, you do a better job than we do.
Build a guinea pig cage.
You did.
It started splitting, but that wasn't my fault.
No, that wasn't your fault. And you did a great job in that guinea pig cage. And it was built in a third of the time.
It was less than an hour.
Yeah, it would have taken me all day, and I probably would have had to get a hammer.
Yeah, like the bench.
Yeah, so you did a good job there with that.
Yeah, Our house is a Frankenstein's monster.
It is, but it's
and I'm Frankenstein.
It's a lovely home, though.
But, you know, we're finally bringing this house from the 18th century to the 20th century and putting Ethernet in and getting rid of those cloth cables or whatever they are.
Oh, yes, so we're going to have the electrician.
And finally, my light, the wiring for my light won't go all the way from the light switch in my room to the kitchen back to my room.
We'll talk to the electrician about that as well.
And our house won't be a fire hazard anymore.
Well, it's not a fire. The last electrician made sure that it's not a fire hazard.
Oh, yeah, the cables aren't crumbling.
Yeah, no. That's been checked out. It's had a
Maybe we should fix the fuse box so there's not exposed wires in
that's
there.
That's what the electrician's coming to do.
Yeah.
That's part of the work the electrician's doing. So, yeah. But it's a bit of an adventure, and I'm sure we'll have some stories about
it. And it's great because when we do the bathroom, the shower and stuff's going to be out of commission for like a week.
But you'll be at university.
But I'll be at university with my very own ensuite.
That's right. So
and my 45 milliliter float fridge.
Yeah.
With milk in it.
That's right. So I'm sure we'll have some good stories to tell.
Down in Wellington. in February.
But it's certainly been great talking about today's story with our adventure with the leak in the bathroom.
Yeah. That could be a Mary Shelley book.
I thought you were going to say a Mary Poppins story, but no.
Well, you never know.
So, we've got some adventures coming up ahead of us, and I'm sure over the next few months.
I'm sure Mum will.
I'll be able to retell them for you.
Mum will make a 2-minute story into 3 episodes.
Oh, I
can. Well, you guys might not hear about it until the end of the year if we're lucky. By that, I just mean that we aren't struggling to do episodes because I'm living in Wellington.
No, we won't struggle. We'll get these because it's such a cool thing.
This episode, 6 weeks, should come out when I'm at university because this is the 6th episode we're doing.
Oh,
so that's 6 weeks. Well, and the first one we did 2 days ago hasn't come out yet because we did it after the last episode came out.
Oh, well, there you go.
So 6 weeks, I'll be in Wellington.
Yes, so moving in day.
In my first week of university.
Your moving in day is the 15th of February, which is a Sunday.
Yep. You and Uncle need to take the Monday off.
Yeah, we'll see how we go. We're getting there. It's all very exciting.
Anyway, I can next week you guys are going to have a review of Jimmy Carr.
Yes, that's
about 6 weeks after he came to find me.
That's all right.
But this time I'm not taking Mum.
No.
I'm taking my uncle.
Yes, I think that'd be a wonderful opportunity.
My uncle finds Jimmy Carr and that type of humour exponentially more funny than Mum does.
No, I thoroughly enjoy Jimmy Carr, but I thought it'd be nice for him to go and see him because
this time I can finally heckle him.
Yeah, he does enjoy it. And I thought it'd be great for him to actually – nothing like going to a live performance.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we got to 30 minutes in the last episode.
But what's our time check?
21 minutes.
So how many more minutes do we need?
Another one.
Oh, that's easy. You've got it.
Get talking.
No, the problem is this time you've absolutely given me last time you gave me no clues, so I just talk because I don't know how long they go for. And this time you've given me no clues, and I'm like, you know, it's not
probably
hard.
Probably the word should have meat and bones.
Yeah. So actually it's not hard to because I can talk a little bit about what we actually want to do to our bathroom because since it's been our bathroom episode. So we're looking at making it user-friendly, and that means, you know, so much has changed in things, and I don't think of the perspective. So because I had a friend of mine whose husband's a plumber who does a lot of work for the hospital, and looking at something through the eyes of a plumber is quite different to being a person and just going, oh. And
I think I could screw this into the wall.
No. Things like close this door off and put the shower over here away from the window.
You didn't think of that?
Well, no, because in the shower room, the shower is by the window because that's – we always did that because that was for ventilation.
Admittedly, the shower is basically the room as well.
Well, it is. But
matter where you put the shower, it's going to be by that window, Mum.
But you don't think of that as a thing.
And also, did you work out that the floor would have to be tapered?
Yes, I know the floor needs to be sloped. That's why it needs a building permit.
Because they have to remove the floor and rebuild
it. Because it deals with the floor. But the other thing is, we're going to have one of those adjustable shower heads. You know,
you can take off. Yeah. I've managed to take our shower head currently off.
Yeah. And the thing you don't realise until someone talks about this is, but making it proofing it for someone who might be so steady on their feet is that the rail that it goes onto becomes a rail you can hold onto for stability.
Yeah. Whereas if you didn't plan for that, then if someone fell and they grabbed that,
it just comes out of the wall.
But if you build it as it being a handrail that just happens to have a mount for a shower head.
And you don't think of those things because you don't think of falling over in the shower. And then you go,
well,
oh,
but also
yeah.
To me, I always assumed that those mounts for the shower heads was just as sturdy.
Yes, but they're not. And you don't think, you grab whatever is nearest. And talking to the plumber, even if you put a handrail beside that, that's still not the first thing you go for, because when you start to fall, you grab to the thing, and that where the shower head goes is the first thing that you see.
Yeah, especially because you'd be used to grabbing a shower head.
Yeah, so I'm like, that's really interesting.
Well, anyway, mum saved this episode.
I did not.
Yep.
I just find things fascinating.
And then you can talk about them for 30 minutes.
Yeah.
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 Well, anyway, if you enjoyed this episode.
I did.
Just Google, you'll get everything.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Yeah, bye.
No, come on.
No, you can Google Generation Fusion, or if you want to listen to more episodes, you can go to Spotify and search for Generation Fusion, or you can go to npr.nz/shows/fusion. Or if you'd like to get some behind-the-scenes content, you can also just Google us and you'll get that as well. But you'll also be able to go to Facebook and search up Generation Fusion, or Instagram, where you can search up Generation Fusion. If you'd like to help us continue to make content and continue to make better content and help us get the bathroom. No, we don't get any of the money. We don't.
We sure don't.
No. The radio station gets it all. So we can keep making content, because it's, as I've said, an open source people's radio station. It's called Manawatu People's Radio for a reason. You can go to givethall.co.nz/org/npr and donate as little as much as you feel like. Thank you all for listening, and we will see you next week. Bye. Bye.
If you enjoy this NPR podcast, please consider subscribing. Our podcasts are available on all major podcasting platforms: Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify, as well as the accessmedia.nz app. Support this show and others like it by giving a donation. For more information, go to www.npr.nz/donate.